Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
No matter what day it is. And today's topic's gonna get real, real talk. Joining us in on this topic too, honestly, a special treatsies for all of our ear holes. Our producer Corrado's jumping on the mics with us to talk about...
Only when we allow him to come on.
You can only come when we say. But no, he's joining us in the topic about... Aliens. Monsters versus aliens. Ooh, we'll cross that bridge in a minute here, okay? Here's where I'm at. There has been... I'm your host, Amanda. No, I'm just kidding.
And I'm an alien.
Right. I'm a skinwalker. So here's where we're at with this. This is hot news, hot and trending topic. So we just have to talk about it. Mostly because I talk about aliens a lot. So I think it's really funny. But in recent news, there was a congressional hearing and regarding three whistleblowers that stepped forward to bring to light the severity right now of, aliens. So we refer to them as UFOs, but they're UAPs.
But I thought UFOs were the spaceships.
Unidentified flying objects.
Yeah. So let's say UFOs and then aliens.
Okay, sure. We'll keep it old school. Let's do it. And so, anyways, they're coming forward and saying that there is a lot of information that has not been accessed to public, and they weren't able to discuss it too. And they were speaking up on a lot of, on behalf of a lot of other pilots as well. Basically, you saw the clip where it was like, if you see an alien aircraft, the odds of you still having your career after you report it and make some noise about it is slim to none. So you might as well just forget about it so you can keep your career, which is crazy. Like, these guys are going up in the air, right? These fighter pilots and testing, and they are seeing UFOs. They're seeing different kinds of UFOs. One guy said there was one shaped like a Tic Tac. It was white, like pill shaped, no seams on it. But then in a picture, it had like two legs. And another one was a red rectangle, like the size of a football field. And another one was, my favorite one was the black or gray cube in a clear sphere was one that they've seen. And to come to say, hey, have you ever captured a UFO? Which he says, yes. And, have you ever captured a non-human entity, essentially? Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they confirmed. Don't describe them.
They can't. He can't do that, right? And some of the questions, he's like, nah. I'm not trying to get sniped. Like, no, I can't.
Literally.
Some of this shit is top secret. But all this to say, right? So this is big news. The funniest thing is, like, literally, beginning of June, NASA came out and was like, hey, we have a lot of shit popping off in the South Pole, okay? Like, we have a government building that literally burrows into the depths of the ice and creates sound waves and patterns and can recognize sound waves and patterns from flying vehicles or from unidentified flying objects. And the thing that gets me is it's the whole time you talk about the narrative of aliens, right? This shit goes back all the way, early records of sightings in the 1930s, okay? Mm-hmm. Not to mention, we see shit on hieroglyphs and all that shit, right? But this to say that our government, it makes me laugh that our government has gaslit most of the population for so long to think that people were fucking crazy.
That's the first thing that came to my mind is when they're like, I was abducted by aliens. And then they're like, they're mentally ill. They need to go for treatment.
Yeah.
I was raped by aliens. What if they really were and we're just like, send them off?
They're loonies.
Looney Tune, yeah. You literally were brought up to think they were Looney Tunes.
Yeah, dude.
And I just think now I feel bad for these people because imagine if they're alive still, which I'm sure they are, some of them, and they're seeing this. Like literally those, like the news, and they're just like, wait, am I crazier now that I'm seeing this on TV? Is this real? They probably don't even know. Like,
bro. And I think the legitimacy of this too is like TikTok has so many videos that have come out of people seeing shit in the sky and recording it actively and being like, what the fuck is this instantaneously across the globe? You're seeing them all over. And so I think it's interesting with this interconnection of communication, how it's just globally. But then the real joke is like, yes, being gaslit this whole time about aliens and the narrative that they're so bad, which we'll get into in a minute, right? Versus like most of the population is like, so fucking what? That's basically the response of the United States population. We're like, okay, like we're working through inflation right now. Okay, mm-hmm. We're trying to afford fucking milk.
Yeah.
We're trying to pay our fucking bills. We're just trying to go. I saw this guy on TikTok who made a fucking chart, was like, this is the should I freak out or does it matter fucking chart. And it's like, do I have to go to work? Yes. It doesn't fucking matter. No. Proceed to the other question. So it goes over here and it goes, do I still have to pay my rent next month? Yes. Doesn't fucking matter. No. It fucking matters. Like, oh, we should worry. So he's like, I go through this checklist every time we get a new fucking aliens, fucking the ocean, fucking everything. So yeah, I have like a couple of questions, but what are your thoughts on all that's going on with aliens?
I mean, I think it's naive to think that there's not life in other places.
Agreed.
I mean, you know, look how far we've gone in like technology. Mm-hmm. I feel like that comes from us reverse engineering, you know?
Yeah, that's what they were doing there. I mean, why wouldn't you? You capture aircrafts to reverse engineer them. That was part of their whole like, hello, that's what they've been doing. That's what you guys are doing.
Yeah. And I mean, if you look at like how much forward we've moved in technology and how fast, I mean, we were part of the last generation to not have a computer at home, right? Mm-hmm. Like most of us grew up with like house phones and stuff like that, right?
Totally.
Our parents didn't know anything about the internet. We didn't know anything about the internet like the kids nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. So we got to see technology in our lifetime advance so quick. Like we went from having cell phones to flip phones to phones with cameras to smartphones to what Apple's coming out with the new goggles and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, all within our lifetime.
Yeah. So,
to think, you know, are we that smart or did we get this from someone else and we're just kind of reverse engineering things to go places, so.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. Why do you think, so I agree, absolutely. If you think that we are the only entities in this entire, like, cosmos, you're out of your mind. You know what I mean? I do totally. Think that as a trash planet, this girl was like, our planet is fucking ghetto, but like we are still of interest, right? We're self-generating. I mean, we have a beautiful planet. Do I think we're fucking special?
No. We're one in the galaxy. Why do you think they want to go to do the SpaceX?
Why do they?
The SpaceX and the rocket ships all these years. Oh, why do you think?
For real? Obviously. They want to fuck around and find out. I mean, come on. Why?
That's
why
one. Russia's doing it. Everyone's doing it.
They're trying to get minerals. That's where all the minerals come from.
Well, I'm just saying, there's always a motive. There's always an agenda.
Always.
Hey, I just had a thought. Money. I wonder if the fucking little Titanic little stint was to get us all real distracted to like lessen this alien stuff coming out.
Bro, they're saying the aliens is a distraction from the other shit. That's what they're saying right now.
I was just saying, like, that's what I was thinking.
Who's they?
But honestly, I'm probably more scared of the ocean than I am the aliens.
Bro.
Because we don't even know.
But what if the aliens live in the ocean?
That's fine. I don't care. Fucking Atlantis down there. I don't care. Dude, but here's the thing.
There's full-on underwater cities. We don't even have time for that right now.
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's what I'm saying, though. That's more scary. But here's my thing. We can't figure out what's at the bottom of the ocean, but we can fucking capture aliens and stuff. I just don't understand. I don't understand, and I also don't care. So that's like, I'm just doing this episode for you guys. I think it's interesting, but I'm like, it does not change my life.
Dude, that is literally like 60% of the population right now. And everyone's like, America, why? And it's like, well, because I think all along we kind of all knew, you know what I mean? Like, we knew. But at the end of the day, do we still have to go to work tomorrow? Or
yeah.
You guys do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But like, do we still have to pay bills tomorrow? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So it doesn't fuck it. It does, but it doesn't. The thing is like, this is just part of our life. And I struggle with the narrative that has always been portrayed that aliens are bad.
Yes.
That's the thing, is this fucking trial by media with extraterrestrials. And my real question is, why the fuck are they so interested in us? And if it's so many different types of aircrafts, we've been visited by different types of entities, different places, right? And then you have the, of course, the illusion that like some of them walk among us, right? Skinwalkers. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is like with all of it, I feel like, yeah, it's all a fucking possibility.
Have you not seen Men in Black?
For sure. I think it's all a possibility.
I'm kidding. But that's like pretty similar to
what's their fascination with us? Like, I don't know. We're interested in them. I guess it's the same answer as in the question, because we're just as interested in them, because we are. Because it's foreign.
But it's also like, if they wanted to destroy us, they would have destroyed us already, or they're still planning that. I mean, it is what it is.
So here's what it is. That NASA interview, if you really listen to that, he basically goes on to say, there was two guys that were interviewed, goes on to say that these extraterrestrials have never, never sought harm. And then in this interview, the guy's basically like, yeah, I've seen basically bad stuff happen, both from our U.S. government and from the aircrafts. But what I think he meant was, these aircrafts have been getting so liberal with their movements and their flirtation with a lot of our planes that they're causing pilots to crash and die.
Yeah,
that's how I think that was pushed. So that narrative to me seems to be coming up because we've done it in our media, in our cinema, in our songs, like aliens are bad or aliens are trying to kill us. And it's like, fuck, what if they're trying to save us from ourselves? You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I don't know. I think they're not trying to hurt.
We can't fucking help ourselves, dude.
Yeah. But it's a fear base, like we talked about in the car. It's all about fear for America. We always fear. We always fear who could destroy us or take over our country or whatever.
Well, that's why they're justifying that build in the South Pole, is that this is a prevention or this is a protection, almost like an insurance, right? For whatever's out there. And it's like, these aliens, in this interview, this guy goes on to say, these aliens are so high above us intellectually that they literally are, they would never, you know, really cause harm because they know that we as a race would literally blow ourselves up before we would let them, like, take over our planet.
But there's only so much you can do, even if they're way more intelligent than us.
Beyond us, dude.
But I'm just saying, though, there's only so much you can do to not make it to where they want to do something to you. Because if you keep capturing their people,
reminds me of like a mom, like a really, really good mom and a toddler. And it's like, how about how many times until you just triggered? But it's like, yeah, these extraterrestrials are such a higher self. That they're like, we can't hurt these people because they will blow themselves up. They're so apish. You know what I mean? But I think that's probably, dude. Like, that's how I kind of look at it. Like, they can't even save themselves, you guys. Like, we got to look at them. They're dying down there. You know, who knows? I don't know. I like to think that. But I also was just an open mind. I always knew they were fucking out there. Aha!
Yeah. Well, if you think that those, like, all these extra whatever UFOs, no wait, aliens are real, do you think ghosts are real?
I was gonna ask, like we can shift into fucking
no
Loch Ness
I don't need to but I'm just
too.
Saying like I'm just curious.
So this is here's okay, this might be a sub too, I don't know. All right. I do think energy, that, you know, because but this gets into fucking CERN and what CERN's doing on some shit, right? But you got to collide particles really, really hard to lose energy is what they're doing out there, okay? Look into that. But Cub 2, I think as we know it in this realm, like our energy cannot be created or destroyed, so it needs to transfer. And I do think energy transfers. And so do I think negative energy or negative frequency can linger if you're unhappy? I do think, yeah, because there's just been so many things that we don't understand. Yes. Like, we see in one realm, you know what I mean? And
that's what I was going to say. They're saying if that's true about these aliens and stuff, then there probably is different, like,
dimensions.
Dimensions,
absolutely, there is. Absolutely there is. And a huge supporting factor, of course, is always going to be
time travel,
the Mandela effect. Okay, yep. Nope, the Mandela, but yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, time travel, too.
There was a fucking question that came up. I even asked a friend. I was like, would you rather time travel or be invisible?
Like, if I need to know, like, the limitations here. If I was invisible, when can I be seen? Or when do, can I control when I can be seen and when I can't be in?
For the sake of the army, yes. Yep, you can control it on and off. You don't even have to be naked to do it.
I would time travel.
Yeah, I was going to say time travel. Invisible doesn't really, because I like to be seen, so.
I'm over here like, you got to be out of your mind if you don't think time travel doesn't already exist, dude. Like, you don't think
time travel
exists?
Yeah, but we don't get to do it, so I want to do it now. Folk. Yeah, us common folk, you're fucking homeless. When are you going to time travel? Just bro, kidding. I'm kidding.
I am a quirky party away from time just travel kidding. At this point.
No, I'm joking, but yeah, we're not going to get the opportunity to time travel.
And don't they already have those invisibility shields? Like, they've had that for so long in the military.
That's from Harry Potter.
No, that shit's blanket. Fucking real. Do you want to get that? Oh my God, I'm about to bet your ass right
I
now.
I was kidding.
That's existed
oh
in the military
God.
For so long. It's
the
been
the fact
for
that
long,
you didn't think that
time.
Was funny because they put the little blanket on and they go around. Yeah,
that exists.
Time travel for sure, because you could go see family that's like not alive right now, yeah. You know.
I also saw this quote on Reddit or something, maybe, that said that I think it's interesting when people talk about time travel and the butterfly effect, how one small decision would change everything, but yet people in current day don't think that about their future selves.
That's true. You Isn't can that? Change any. Yeah, it's a mindset for sure.
Where you're like,
see,
oh,
I didn't want to change anything in life. I just wanted to see people, like
I
my
just
grandparents.
See people.
Yeah, that's what I would probably do.
I don't know what I would do. Win the lottery for sure.
You don't get to change things like that time traveling, though. Oh. Have you not seen it? Always goes bad when that happens.
Where did those rules come from? Because we've already fucking time traveled. That's where all these rules are coming from, you guys. But yeah, I agree. It might be a wealthy person thing. It's going to wealthy people are going to get a lot of
it's going to be the same people that win the Titanic little boat
for fucking. Oh, my God.
It's going to be those same people that are going to be able to time travel. And they're going to be like, we never saw them again.
And they just left. Bro, that's a theory, too, though. Do you think there's a fucking portal in the middle of the ocean? Not by the Titanic, but. And black holes and shit, dude, we can go for days. Like, black holes are a fucking
trip. I definitely
trip.
Think there's, up in space, there's some stuff that we don't know, and, you know.
That's fact. That's facts. Like, you're I'm just right now. Oh, fuck.
Like, I'm trying to say I don't think it's, like, doesn't exist. I definitely think all those things exist. Because this is what I always think about. I know people have creative minds and stuff, but like, where do these movies come from? You know what I mean? Like, where did it come from when they're like, the aliens attacked and this is what happened, or we went into this other dimension? Where does that, like, where do these stories come from?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
And then they come
because you don't just come up with it from a book. Well, I guess you could come up
some
with it from a book.
Some people are super creative.
Just like
concept.
The Bible.
I will tell you one time, I still have it off the top of my dome, dude. I wrote in a journal a dream that I had that could be made into a movie. It's so good. I'll tell you.
Yeah, but you still got those thoughts from somewhere that went into a dream.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you got those thoughts from like a different dimension?
Bro.
What? We go to a different dimension when we go to sleep.
Bruh.
That's just like a theory. Like when you have like deja vu.
I have deja vu all the
time. Yeah, I have
deja
vu all the time.
They say it's like because it happened to you like in a different like dimension sometimes.
Ooh.
Well, my dream in the different dimension is always people not listening to me. So whatever that fucking means.
Because you know that rule that they're always like, never ask somebody the date or time when you're dreaming, right? Especially if you're trying to lucid dream.
Yeah.
Which is basically be present within your dream. Never ask, you know, what day or time it is, because then the whole dream will kind of turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, but I'm just saying, like, I truly do think, and I did Google this one time because somebody close to me thinks that this is more of a Matrix situation that we're living in, right? Some sort of, like, coding. and that you could access code in your unconscious. In your unconscious.
This reminds me of when we argued in college over subconscious and unconscious.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Unconscious is real, so go read a book. Yeah, no,
I know. I'm not saying it's not real. We got mixed up when you were going to sleep and whether you were not you, because you were like, she did it in her unconscious. I mean, do you mean her subconscious? Yeah. She did it subconsciously? Anyway, in your unconscious.
Shit.
Well, you're asleep. You can access basically the code or the reset button, right? The 000. You're not supposed to. And they think that's what lucid dreaming can help you access, is basically kind of going up the code ladder. So can drugs. Drugs can help you basically see code and all that shit. All this to say, like, I truly do think, I've always thought aliens existed, for one, go on record. Mm-hmm. Okay. And for two, I do think that, like, your dreams or your unconscious, the accessing parts of your brain is some sort of connection. But I also understand frequencies. And actually, Kayla and I were talking a lot about frequencies with, like, anxiety. And I saw this TikTok that basically was saying, understand that you are the DJ. You're not the song. So when you are accessing your higher self, you're channeling into all these channels of thoughts, right? That are coming through at different frequencies. And you can jump channel to channel. If it's an intrusive thought, get the fuck off that channel. If it's a good idea and a warm thought, stay on that channel. But you're the DJ. You're not the song, yet alone the radio station. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like that for me has really explored more into frequency and vibration and images made through vibrating sound and how everything is transferred through some sort of hertz or or some sort of, charge, if you will. So that's where I'm at. It's like everything's energy, everything's interconnected, and this makes perfect fucking sense. You know what I'm saying?
We never talked about the pyramids.
Ooh, pyramids.
Yeah, what about the pyramids? Saying, like, how we are the aliens that came here.
Oh yeah, this is Frank's theory. Yeah. Drop Frank. This is Frank's theory. Here, let's hear Frank's theory.
I like theory, honestly.
I just think it's not a coincidence that all these different civilizations had, like, pyramids. Like, there has to be some sort of common fact there. So my theory is that we're the aliens that showed up here.
We are the aliens.
So
I love that.
Or maybe we were dropped here as bacteria and grew from there.
I mean, maybe.
And this is the prodigy of the...
I mean, evolution is real.
It is real.
So
not everyone believes that.
Well, but I'm sorry to break. Sorry to burst your little bubble there, but
if you don't believe evolution is not real,
if you can understand aliens are real, I need you to understand evolution is real. I
mean, do you have to change to your redneck voice when you say that? Not all rednecks believe in evolution.
That was just the accent I picked.
I don't know. I mean, you can go to any museum and see evolution. Mm-hmm. Like,
facts on facts.
I don't know. I just feel like
the pyramids are somehow interconnected to us being the aliens, which makes sense because this planet is just like, ugh, get these fuckers off of me. They're terrible.
Maybe that's what we do as a species.
We're just so intrusive.
We just come in, fuck shit up, and then move on.
Dude.
Is that what we're looking for? Life in Mars?
That makes sense. They leave. That makes sense because, again, they're trying so hard to go to another planet.
Huh.
So hard.
And we're like, you know, as humans, we love to explore, right? Like,
we are, yes, innately curious.
And also we like to, you know, take over, right? Like, you see different. Invasive. I mean, look at what England, Spain did to the world.
I just think about these people who are just like, you don't understand, they're barbarians. They kill each other. They film it. They go to war over killing each other because they have different colored melanin. Like, just having them.
I don't think that's how you pronounce
melanin. Melanin. Because they have different amounts of melanin. but it's like, I can only imagine them looking at us and just being like, wow, they don't even realize how precious they, like, this planet they have it on. And they're just shitting down its throat and causing earthquakes. It's just croaking this bitch to just choking her. one delicious piece of paper and a recycled water bottle later. So that's where I'm at. I was like, damn, I'd like to think that maybe they're saving us from ourselves, but does this also lead into the question, are monsters real? You know, like, well, I think Loch Ness Monster has been debugged, but like Sasquatch, okay? And even the Abominable Snowman. I don't think the Abominable Snowman. I think anything can live out in there besides a goat.
Well, we can't always know what every animal is out there. True. Or like, we literally cannot.
Not to mention,
no matter how much people search every day and hunt.
I will say this, all right? There are laws in place to make sure that man does not fuck beast, but man still fucks beast.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some shit out there, bro. I'm telling you, dude. Yeah.
Bro, they're hiding that shit from us too. Oh, let's be real.
Like, come on, dude. Cloning. Oh, check. Yeah. Like, they've been doing that shit for... Here's where I'm at, too, with the cure for cancer and cure for heart disease. Like, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the aliens probably have it.
Bitch, we've already had it. But it's like, we make so much money off of the corrupt shit. It's just hard because when I was younger, I would look at adults who thought this shit and talked this shit. And I was like, what a bunch of loony kin bins, dude. And I'm 33, like, I'm telling you, aliens are fucking real. You don't work for the government, man. Like, so fucking just gotta live your life, man. Like, I just feel like I've morphed into those people that I used to really not want to be. And I'm like, why wouldn't I want to be them? Oh, because the stigma of society didn't want me to be them. You know what I'm saying? Even still to this day, people who are still too out of the box, even years ago. And saying aliens are real and all this shit, and they're communicating with us, and we've had all this contact, and people are like, what a cuckoo bird. It just breaks my heart, man. But it's so funny now, but it's like, what are,
But do you think people have been abducted by aliens?
Oh, for sure. If they admitted literally to us abducting and having a non-human species, absolutely they've taken us and been so curious on, like, probably what the heck this is, what this flesh suit and this consciousness is about. Like, absolutely. 110%.
But don't you think how there's so many missing people? Obviously, there's serial killers, but do you think that's why we can't find them?
Missing people or abductions. I want to believe that's the smallest amount.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's a small amount too.
Yeah.
I think most of that comes from just weirdos out there.
Absolutely. And money. Again, and
another outside perspective being like, no, dude, they kill each other. They rape each other. Yeah. They fucking burn each other, hang each other. They find out all these different ways to kill each other. But the crazy part is they're also so capable of love and deep, like these crazy deep emotions that maybe these complex beings have not experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my whole theory with, like, what's this whole purpose of life? It's to feel, it's to vibrate, it's to be a frequency in this flesh suit, right? So maybe that's part of their curiosity is they want to plug in for a little bit and fucking feel something.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? But also, like, taking my consciousness and going, but that was a good question. What was your fucking question? You're so shit.
Oh, if you could ask an alien one question, what would it be? Like, if you had one question
to if ask I them. Had one wish. Can you take me with you? No, I'm just kidding. Nah, I play. I'm just kidding.
I honestly don't know because I don't.
I want it to be so fucking profound, dude.
I know. Like, it's like, I don't think I have the intelligence to ask an alien a question is my answer. Because what would you ask them that they'd be
we
like,
we gave her the chance to ask any question and she chose to not even ask one question. Like, what?
I'm serious.
I mean, like, you wouldn't be curious about, like, what they eat, how they
many
live.
Are there of you out there? Like,
okay, I would ask. I do have a question. Like, I think about how long do you live for? If we're not talking time travel and stuff, like, do you?
They come back with just some quick witted, like, time is merely a perception. We are all eternal light. Like,
yeah, like that's what I would ask. How long do you, are you, like, immortal? Are you, you know, whatever?
I guess, yeah, and like, yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, I would want to know how many are you out there? Like,
what's your skincare routine?
So, like, do you see the same stars we see? When were you born? Fucking,
But I do picture aliens having night. It's not skin, but you know what I mean? It's like.
You're so luminous. Yeah. Is that mucus? What is that? Oh, they slug every
That's
day.
The thing, too, is they make us think aliens are like, ooh. Those grimy. But I bet you they're not. I think they look like us.
Ooh.
I literally think they look like us.
I'm freaked out now that he said, like, that kind of, like, got me. I think they look like us.
That's like skinwalkers, bro. That's why they call them that. Or, like, alien entities in a human suit.
I think Karat was an alien right now.
In a skin suit, and he just, like, side blinks. Like, fucking.
No, I mean, think about it, though. Like, as a species, like, we're obviously, like, a smart species. We, you know, we can survive. We can adapt, right? Not many species can say that. I mean, obviously there's animals out there and stuff
so
like
you,
that.
So let me clarify. You think aliens look like us, but how do we know they're aliens?
You don't.
We are the aliens.
No. You're not answering me like these people in Congress are saying we have non-human people or not people. We have non-human beings. In our little captivity area, you're saying they look like us?
Well, I'm saying like they probably look like obviously through evolution they're probably like a little bit different, but like I'm saying they got like the same genetics, you know, organs and stuff like that. They function just like us. They just might look a little different, but
interesting.
Love that. I love that.
I think more of like it could be anything because, like, you know, deep sea creatures breathe out their fucking backs and shit.
Like some Avatar shit.
Because they are not from here. And we're basing all that off of what you need to survive on Earth. So it's like, who fucking knows? But I think there's some element of them tapping into consciousness, and walking among us. Mm-hmm. I think that's not far fetched. Considering all the shit that you see on TV about consciousness and uploading and downloading consciousness on the fucking, like, come on. That's not a hop, skip, and a jump. Don't fucking play. No. Like, these billionaires aren't already done doing that. Put it on a USB drive, bitch. Like, I can't even get memory cleared up on my phone. These people are fucking uploading their consciousness into an end drive. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit's crazy. Of course this shit's it. And so I think, it would be interesting to ask an A. What would you ask him? Fuck, you didn't answer.
I think I would be more, like, interested in their technology.
Did you kill us?
You know, just...
7 million.
I don't know, something like that.
They don't see. That's the thing is the stigma is that they talk like that. I don't know that they do.
You know, this is my theory, dude. I think they communicate through sound. I think it's.
I feel like vibrations sonar, would be like the easiest way. I mean, you were talking about vibrations earlier.
And putting sand on speakers and shit, making images, and then stacking those images. Like, oh my god, they turn into a full image. So that's how sound and it's a whole theory.
Yeah, and with visual, you can always just you can draw something and like name it, right? We can come up with something.
But like, I'm just saying,
I mean, look how many different languages are out there.
Ways
you speak.
But sonars through water, you know what I'm saying? Like radio and all the way out through space and everything. I'm telling you, it's vibrations and I don't know. I think it'd be interesting. Wouldn't that be a fun day to know one thing, though? It's just like sit next to an alien at a park and be like, I remember when I was young and that was a thing. We just didn't have aliens sitting on the park bench. And my kids are like, oh, grandma, that's kind of racist. You can't say that. And I'm like, oh, sorry. We call them skinwalkers. Grandma! I'm dating somebody like that. You are. Can we call them somebodies? I don't think we can. So I don't know. All this to say, like, this shit's crazy, and I love that a majority of the public is really truly reacting like, we don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. We still have to pay back our student loans.
Oh, like, that's true.
We don't care. Inflation is here. But thank you so much. Any last thoughts on this? Oh, no. I can do it better. This week's artist and song is London Grammar. The song is Missing. Please enjoy.
Oh.
I wish I was your favorite. Your creator is the all-seeing eye for the dogs who love the drama, mama. She's in the kitchen, best believing that she's cooking up a real storm for your traditional mixture. Everybody's got their own idea of right and wrong with arms wide open. Everybody's got their own idea of right and wrong, the ones who get broken. I worry that one day you'll go missing, and who will notice when you're gone? I better call your father from afar and break the news that you have vanished like a star. On account of your behavior as a savior, you're a real life giver, the one who pays the five and lines up in the kitchen, a real mister with that check-in on the girls, old coking the ones you've been provoking. Everybody's got their own idea of right and wrong with arms wide open. Everybody's got their own idea of right and wrong, the ones who get broken. No.